奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边继续下午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue our afternoon service.
在我们早上用启示录的七福来做彼此学习的内容。
This morning we studied seven blessings of Revelations.
来谈到说，我们做一个基督徒，一定要确定自己成为一个有福的人。
So that as Christians we can make sure we are blessed.
我们讲说什么样的人叫做有福气呢
？What kind of person is blessed?
世界上的人常常会觉得，如果这个活得长或者是很有钱，这就是福气。
People of the world feel that if you live long and you have a lot of money, then you are blessed.
或者是子孙满堂，这就叫做有福气
呀。Or if you have a lot of children and grandchildren, then you are very blessed.
但是真的是这个样子吗
？But is that really the case?
有的人虽然非常有钱
，There are some people who although have a lot of money,
但是他们的孩子为了钱财吵来吵去，告来告去。
But their children fight with each other often over money and are suing each other.
那也不见得是一种幸福啊。
And that's not a blessing.
有的人虽然活得很长。
There are some people who have lived a long life.
但是健康不好。
But are unhealthy.
常年卧病在床，无法行动。
And for years, they are bedbound, unable to move.
那看起来也不见得是一种幸福。
And so this doesn't seem like a blessing either.
有的人子孙很多。
There are some people who have a lot of grandchildren and children.
但是孩子并不孝顺。
But their children are not filial.
家里的关系也很恶劣
and there are no good relationships in the family.
所以家人相见如同仇人一般
and so when the family members meet each other, they're like enemies.
这也不见得是真的幸福啊
and is that really a blessing?
所以世界上的人所追求的幸福
and so the blessings that people in the world pursue after
常常到最后不见得有它真实的价值
may not have true value in the end.
所以在启示录当中
thus in the book of Revelation,
来告诉我们说从圣经的观点从神的眼中
tells us through the Bible and through the eyes of God.
什么样的人才叫做真正有福气的人
？What kind of person is truly blessed？
早上我们谈到一个人要得到福气。
This morning we discussed how a person, if they're going to be blessed,
必须要念这书卷，要听这书卷。并且要行出这书卷所教导的话。
They must read and hear the words of the prophecy and keep those things which are written in it.
所以一个懂道理而且行道理的人才能得到福气。
So only a person who understands the word and acts upon it can receive blessings.
接下来我们谈到一个人要在主里而死的是有福的。
Second is the person who was able to die in the Lord, they are blessed.
一个人到最后总是要面对人生的结束。
Everyone must have an ending to their life.
但是有的人在面对人生的结束是充满了恐惧。
However, there are some people who are full of fear at the end of their life.
因为不知道在人生结束之后要何去何从。
Because they don't know where they're going to go at the end.
但是一个有信仰有神的人。
But someone who has God, who has faith.
他活着的时候能够充满了活力。
They are able to be full of life while they're living.
他在离开世界能够充满了盼望。
And when they leave this world, they're full of hope.
这就叫做一个有福气的人
啊。This is a person who is blessed.
他知道活着的时候有神看顾他。
They know that while they're living in this world, God is watching over them.
他更知道说离开世界他要去那更美的地方。
And they also know that when they leave this world, they're going to a better place.
什么样的人可以能够得到这样的福气呢
？What kind of person can receive this kind of blessing?
我们早上说，那就是在主里面而死的人啊。
It is the kind of person who is able to die.
所以我们要确定一件事情。
So we must be very sure of something.
叫做坚守我们起初所信的道。直到结束。
We must hold fast to that which we believed in the beginning until the end.
就好像使徒保罗所说的。
Just as Paul said.
他说：“那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have fought the good fight.
当打的仗美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have ran the race.
那所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
所以到末了必有那公义的冠冕为我来存留。
And there's waiting for me the crown of life.
这就叫做有福气的人。
This is someone who is blessed.
是有把握得救进天国的人。
It is a person who can be sure they will enter to the kingdom of heaven.
早上第三个我们谈到什么叫做有福的人呢、啊、
The third type of person who is blessed.
是在启示录的第16章。
Is in Revelation chapter 16.
说那警醒 谨看守衣服的是有福的。
Those who watch their garments and keep them are blessed.
就是能够持守信仰啊。
It's to be able to keep your faith.
能够克服世界上的引诱。
To be able to overcome the temptations of the world.
能够不在这一条信仰的路上跌倒。
To not falter away from this path of life.
最后能够持守住这所赐的衣服。
And to be able to keep these garments that were given to us.
没有羞耻。
No shame.
没有恐惧。
No fear.
能够来到主的面前充满了盼望。
And be able to come to the presence of Christ full of hope.
所以这样子的人就是有福的人啊。
This kind of person is blessed.
啊，所以这个是我们今天早上所谈到的三点。
These are the three points we mentioned this morning.
啊，下午我们继续来看啊。
Let's continue reading for this afternoon.
我们来看启示录的第十九章。
Revelations 19.
启示录的第十九章
Revelations 19
第九节
Verse 9
第九节
Verse 9
天使吩咐我说你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之宴、婚宴的有福了又对我说这是神真实的话在这里所写的是启示录的第四福。
This is the fourth blessing.
第四福是什么呢
？What is the fourth blessing?
说能被邀请参加，能够赴羔羊宴席的是有福的。
Those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb are blessed.
那我们都知道，圣经里面常常用我们啊、用这个婚宴来代表着。得到这个永生的福气呀、
啊。The Bible often uses, the marriage supper or the marriage feast to describe the going into heaven.
啊，所以呢，在这里特别告诉我们说，谁是有福的
？So who is the one that is blessed?
能够被邀请并且赴宴席的人是有福的啊。
Those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb.
啊，我们今天来到这里，我们都坐在这边。
We are all sitting here today.
我们来到真教会，我们认识圣经上的道理。
We have come to the true church of God, and we have understood the words of God.
啊，所以按照圣经上的观念，你我都是被邀请。赴这大筵席的人
Thus all of us have been called to the marriage supper of the Lamb
啊，所以理论上来讲我们应该都归在第四种福气都拥有第四种福气啊。
Thus theoretically all of us have obtained this fourth blessing
啊，但是在这个时候我们要再看一段经节
But we actually have to read another passage
我们来看路加福音的第十四章
Look at Luke chapter 14
路加福音的第十四章
Luke chapter 14
第十五节
Verse 15
十五节
15
同席的有一个人听见这话就对耶稣说在神国里吃饭的有福了十六节
16
耶稣对他说有一个人摆设大筵席请了许多的客十七到了坐席的时候打发仆人去对那所请的人说请来样样都齐备了十八节众人一口同声的推辞头一个说我买了一块地必须去看看请你准我辞了十九节又有一个说我买了五对牛要去试一试请你准我辞了二十节又有一个说我才娶了妻所以不能去二十一节那仆人回来对啊，把这事对主人说了啊，告诉了主人家主就动怒对仆人说快出去在城里的大街小巷啊，大街小巷领那贫穷的残废的瞎眼的瘸腿的来二十几二节
22.
仆人说主啊你所吩咐的已经办了还有空位二十三主人对仆人说你出去到路上和篱笆那里勉强人进来坐满我的屋子二十四节
24.
我告诉你们先前所请的没有一个人得偿我的筵席啊，在这里是主耶稣所讲的大筵席的比喻
Here talks about the parable of the great supper
有一个人来跟耶稣说
There was a man who came to Jesus and said
说主啊能够在主里在神国里吃饭的人真是有福啊
Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God
啊接下来主耶稣就讲了这一个比喻
And then the Lord Jesus said this parable
为什么要讲这个比喻呢
Why did he say this parable
还是要告诉跟他说这句话的人
It is to tell the person who said this phrase to him
你现在觉得在神国里吃饭是有福
Right now you think that it is very blessed to eat bread in the kingdom of God
等到真正邀请你的时候你又不见得愿意进去啊
But when you are truly invited to the supper, doesn't mean that you're going to want to come.
那为什么？因为信耶稣不是永远只有停留在吃吃喝喝享受恩典。
Because believing in Christ isn't always just about eating and drinking and being happy.
那必须要做一个选择，要做一个挣扎，甚至要付出一点牺牲的代价。
Sometimes we have to struggle, we have to make a decision and maybe even sacrifice.
啊，所以很多人说主啊主啊，我要进天国。
So everyone says, Lord, Lord, I want to go to heaven.
啊，但是主耶稣怎么说呢
But what does the Lord Jesus say?
主耶稣说不是凡称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进去啊
Not all who call out to me Lord Lord can enter into the kingdom of heaven
他说唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去
Only those who follow the will of my Father in heaven
那这两个到底差别在哪里
And what is the difference between these two?
差别在于很多人喜欢喊主啊主啊我要进天国
The difference is that everyone yells out to the Lord 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 I want to go to heaven
但是却不愿意吸付出代价来遵守主的命令
But they're unwilling to pay the cost of following the will of God.
如果不需要代价我愿意进天国
If I don't have to pay the price, I am willing to go to heaven.
但是如果需要做牺牲很抱歉我要再想一想
However, if I have to make a sacrifice, I'm sorry, but let me think about it.
就好像在这个大筵席的比喻一样
Just like this parable of the Great Supper.
他说他邀请了许多的客人
He had invited many guests.
也为这些客人准备了一个丰盛的筵席
And had prepared a great feast for these guests.
啊，但是当这筵席要开始了
But when this feast was about to start,
派出仆人去找这些已经接受邀请的客人。
He sent his servant to those who were already invited.
已经接受了哦。
They were already accepted the invitation.
原本就知道的哦。
They already knew about the supper.
并不是临时才告诉你说要请你来参加筵席，也不是哦。
It wasn't a sudden invitation, come to my supper now.
早就告诉你了，RSVP 也回应了。
I've told you about this way in advance, and you'd already RSVP'd.
所以已经准备好了，多少人，椅子多少都帮你准备好了。
And so they had already prepared all the seats and everything.
啊，但是当我真真正请你来
But when I really invite you to come,
马上要开宴席了
when the feast is about to begin,
你才来告诉我说我不能参加
then we say I can't go.
为什么不能参加
Why can't we go?
说啊，我买了一块田地我要去看一看
I bought a piece of ground and I have to go see it.
你急什么田地又不会跑掉
Why are we so rushed? The piece of ground isn't going to run away.
你吃完饭再去看不可以吗
Can't you just go see the piece of ground after you eat?
你不能参加
You can't come.
因为你需要看看你新买的五对牛。
You can't come because you have to go see the five oxen that you have bought.
你买之前没有先检查检查吗
Before you bought these oxen, did you not go check them out?
如果你已经检查过才买的，你为什么现在要去看它
If you already checked them out before you bought them, then why do you have to go see them now?
为什么你不能参加筵席
Why can't you come to the feast?
因为你刚刚娶了太太。
Because you just married a wife.
这是好事啊。
This is a great thing.
所以你应该两个人一起来参加才对啊。
If you can come to the feast.
所以到最后这些反应只告诉我们什么
And so what do these reactions tell us?
只告诉我们这只是他们不来的借口而已啊
They're only excuses for them to not go.
因为他们觉得这个宴席没有什么好的
Because they felt like this feast wasn't any good.
所以找出借口就不要参加了
And so they found excuses to not go.
因为他们有更重视的价值
Because they had things they valued even more.
我的田地我的牛群以及我新娶的妻
My ground, my oxen, my new wife.
啊，这一切都比这主人的筵席来的有价值。
All of these three things were more valuable than the feast of the master.
所以被邀请的不见得会来。
And so though not all those who are invited will necessarily come.
来到教会的不见得最后会得救啊。
Those who go to church may not necessarily be saved in the end.
所以呢，在约翰一书告诉我们。
So in 1 John it tells us.
我们来看一下约翰一书。
1 John.
我们看约翰一书的第三章
First John chapter 3
第三章
First chapter 3
第二节
Verse 2
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。第三节，凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。在这里，使徒约翰告诉我们啊
，Here, Apostle John tells us，
说现在我们是神的儿女。
Today we are the children of God。
什么叫做现在是儿女
？Now we are children of God。
就是我们已经接到邀请函，也 RSVP 了。
It means that
已经回应要参加了。
Which means that we have already received this invitation and RSVP that we're going to go。
哦，所以你知道有这个筵席。
So we know there's this feast。
你也知道你应该参加。
We know that we should go to this feast。
你更知道主人已经为你预备好了。
And we also know that the Master has already prepared a place for you.
这叫做现在是神的儿女啊。
This is what it means that now we are the children of God.
啊，但是啊，这个约翰又加了一句话。
But the Apostle John adds a phrase.
他说，将来如何还不知道嘞。
It has not yet been revealed what we shall be.
他说对，到时候到最后面，有的人会参加，有的人不会参加。
Because in the end, some people will attend the feast, some people won't.
啊，谁可以参加
？Who will attend the feast?
他说啊，到那日主若显现，我们就要像他。
When he is revealed, we shall be like him.
谁可以参加？
Who is the one that can attend the feast?
谁会参加？
Who will attend the feast?
说像那显现的主，像他的那个人就会参加啦。
It's the one that is like our Lord Jesus. We are the ones that will attend.
参加的就能够得到那永恒的福分。
And those who attend the feast are the ones who are blessed eternally.
所以在启示录当中告诉我们的第四个福气啊。
And so the fourth blessing that tells us about in Revelations
叫做被邀请有机会。能够参与这一条信仰路的，这是有福的。
It is those who are invited and have the opportunity to walk on this path of faith. We are blessed.
世界上有这么多人。
There are so many people in this world.
但是在众人众民当中，神就是拣选了你。
But amongst the multitude, God chose you.
啊，并不是因为你特别好。
It wasn't because you were very, very good.
也没有说你有特别的优秀。
Or that you're very outstanding.
而说并不是因为我们有什么特别值得夸口的。
Or that there's anything that we can boast about.
而是因为主耶稣的怜悯。怜悯，所以他拣选了我们。
But because of God's mercy, He chose us.
所以在哥林多前书的第一章里面告诉我们。
And so that's why it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
他说啊，没有什么可以夸口的。
There's nothing for us to boast about.
因为神拣选我们，不是因为我们比别人好。
Because the reason Lord Jesus chose us is not because we're better than others.
而是因为他爱我们，怜悯我们。
But because He loves us and has mercy on us.
但是今天有机会蒙拣选。
But today that now that we have the opportunity to be chosen.
能够有机会参与这个筵席。
That we have the opportunity to join this feast.
我们就要确定自己能够真正的赴宴。并且留在这宴席当中。
We need to make sure that we can actually attend this feast in the future.
说这样子的人才是有福气的。
Only this kind of person is blessed.
我们也知道说讲到这个宴席的比喻啊。
When we talk about the parable of the feast.
也讲到说啊，有人来参加筵席，也进了这个筵席。
And we talk about how some people attended the feast.
但是他没有穿上礼服啊。
But they were not attending, they did not wear the proper clothing.
因为没有穿着礼服
But because they were not wearing proper clothing.
所以到后来就被赶出去了。
In the end, they were cast out of the feast.
所以我们看到主耶稣在这比喻当中讲了两种人啊。
And so the Lord Jesus talks about two types of people in this parable.
第一种是有资格参加却拒绝参加的人。
The first type is the one that was qualified to attend this feast but rejected to attend.
第二种是来参加了却没有当成一回事的人啊。
The second is the type that came but didn't know what they were really doing.
他们的结局都一样。
Their result is all the same.
就是赶出去啊，就是不能参加。
They were cast out. They couldn't come to the feast.
这是给我们今天每一个信徒一个警告。
And this is a warning to all members today.
是你能够被邀请来参加筵席，能够认识得救的道理，能够找到真正的教会，这是大福气。
To be able to find this truth, to find the true church, and be able to walk on this path of faith, this is a great blessing.
但是如果你的眼中只有你的五对牛、你的田地的话，你是不会来的。
But if in our eyes what's most important is our five yoke of oxen and our piece of land, then we will not go.
所以一个人如果非常在意世界上的种种好处
，and so if a person places great value in the things of the world,
就算听见道理、认识道理，到最后还是失去道理。
Even if they have heard the word and understand the word, in the end, they will lose it.
所以啊，保罗提醒我们啊。
So Paul reminds us.
保罗提醒我们说，一个人如果信了耶稣， 只在今生有指望啊。
If someone believes in Lord Jesus only for this life, this present life,
说这个人就比众人都可怜啊。
Then he is more pitiful than anyone in the world.
我们来看哥林多前书的第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书的第十五章
First Corinthians chapter 15,
第十九节
Verse 19,
十九节
19,
我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算是比众人更可怜。保罗在讲什么？
What is Paul saying here?
保罗在讲的是一个已经信耶稣的人。
He's talking about someone who already believes in Christ.
来到真教会。
Has come to the true church.
知道真道路。
He knows the true way.
但是他的人生当中只有这五对牛，只有这新买的田地。
But in their heart, all they have are their five yoke of oxen and their new land.
没有永生的追求，没有天国的盼望。
They don't have a hope in heaven and they are not seeking after the true way.
说这样子的人就比众人都可怜呢、啊。
This kind of person of all men is the most pitiable.
哦，所以我们不但要被邀请来赴筵席
，So not only must we be invited to this feast，
那更要把握机会，自我预备，确定我们能够留在这筵席当中。
We must take hold of the opportunity and make sure that we can stay and attend this feast.
说你就是一个有福气的人。
Then we'll be one that is blessed.
我们看启示录的第二十章。
Let's look at Revelations 20.
启示录的第二十章。
Revelations 20.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
再头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。在这里是启示录中的第五福啊。
This is the fifth blessing in Revelations.
啊，这第五福是什么呢？
What is this fifth blessing?
他告诉我们说，那头一次复活的有福了。
The one who has part in the first resurrection is
他们圣洁了。
They are holy.
他说第二次的死对他们没对他们身上没有权柄。
The second death has no power over them.
啊，这里到底在讲什么？
What is this talking about?
从圣经上面的观念来看啊。
From the Bible.
他说啊，人有两次的生命。
From the Bible, we can see that there are two lives that a man may have.
一个是我们属灵的生命。
First is our spiritual life.
一个是我们肉体的生命。
Second is our physical life.
啊，所以啊，在这里讲的跟我们肉体的生命其实没有关系啊。
This is what it's talking about here has nothing to do with our physical flesh.
啊，这里讲的是什么呢？
What is it talking about here?
这里讲说我们原本都是死掉的。
We originally were all dead.
我们为什么死掉了？
Why were we dead?
因为我们的祖宗亚当犯罪得罪神。
Because our ancestor Adam sinned against our Lord.
所以在亚当以下的众人都死在罪中。
So all the descendants of Adam are born in sin.
啊，如同以弗所书第二章里面所讲的。
Just like it says in Ephesians chapter 2.
说我们是没有指望，没有神啊。
We were once without God, without hope.
因为我们已经死在罪中了。
Because we had been dead in sin.
啊，到最后还要接受永远的刑罚。
And in the end, we would have to face eternal judgment.
这就叫做人生的黑暗，生命的悲剧啊。
This is the tragedy of life.
啊，所以原本的人是没有指望，没有盼望，没有神的。
Originally, mankind had no hope, had no God.
啊，但是主耶稣来到世间。
But our Lord Jesus came to this earth.
给我们开了一条救恩的道路。
He opened a way of salvation for us.
借着洗礼。
Through baptism.
来使我们得到第一次的复活。
We are able to obtain this first resurrection.
就是那个接受洗礼又上来的与罪身隔绝的人啊。
It's those who are baptized and come out of the water, they have been separated from sin.
啊，叫做与主同死同埋葬又同复活。
They died with Christ, were buried with Christ, and are resurrected with Christ.
啊，说这就是第一次的复活啊。
This is the first resurrection.
啊，说啊，就是里面那个已经死掉的人活过来了。
That inner man which was once dead is now alive.
得到了盼望，得到了救恩，得到了回天家的机会。
They have obtained hope, they have attained salvation, they have obtained the way to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
一直到最后末了的审判。
Until the end, the judgment at the end.
到最后要分成上下天国跟地狱的差别。
In that day, there will be those who go to heaven and those who go to hell.
要得拯救，能够进入永活的天国。
They will be able to receive salvation and enter into this eternal life.
因为死在你身上已经没有力量了。
Because death no longer has any power over them.
所以一个得救有盼望的人是不会死的。
So one who is saved and has hope will not die.
哎，你说啊，奇怪啊。你说不会死，为什么教会还会举行丧礼呢？
And then you say, well, that's weird because we still have funerals in the church.
其实在圣经的观念中，那个不叫做死亡啊。
From the Bible's perspective, that's not called death.
那个叫做睡着了。
That's called being asleep.
所以一个真正有盼望得到复活的人。
So one who has true hope and obtained this first resurrection.
他是不会死的。
They won't die.
当他的肉身的时间到了
When the time for their fleshly life has come,
他只是眼睛闭上休息一下
They are closing their eyes and resting for a while
说睡一觉
They're asleep
一直到主耶稣把你叫醒的时候
Until the Lord Jesus calls you awake again
你醒过来了
When you wake up
就要与主同作王永直到永远
Then we will reign with the Lord as kings until the end
所以死在你身上没有力量的
And so death no longer has any power over us
因为你已经复活了
Because we have already resurrected.
所以在这里启示录中的第五福啊
And so the fifth blessing in Revelations
告诉我们说我们是那个有得救把握与主同复活的是有福气的人、啊、
Tells us that those who have a surety of the salvation and have resurrected with Christ, those are the ones who are blessed.
能够因为认识道理
Because they are able to understand the truth.
使我们能够接受合乎圣经的洗礼
So that we are able to receive this baptism according to the Bible.
能够因为耶稣的慈爱
And because of the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着他的宝血洗净我们一生的污秽
And because of his precious blood that has washed away all of our infirmities.
使我们里面的人重新活过来
So that our inner man can be once again alive
变成有灵的活人、啊、像起初的亚当一样、啊、
and become a living man with a spirit just like Adam was、
啊、并且重得那神儿女的名分
and once again become children of God、
啊、原本死掉了就不是孩子了
once who were dead are no longer children of God
有一个、曾经听过有一个、外教会的牧师这样讲、啊、
there was once an、outside minister that said、
啊、他说你们想太多他说没有死罪的没有死罪哦
This outside minister said there's no such thing as sin and death
他说啊人人都会得救
Everyone will be saved
因为神爱世人
Because God loves everyone
他讲了一个比喻哦
And he also gave this parable
他说啊你看哦如果你的小孩不小心掉到坑里掉到泥巴里面、啊、
If your child accidentally falls into a ditch
结果身体弄脏了
And then their body is all dirty
你会怎么做
What are you going to do?
你会把他从 这泥坑里把他拉起来、啊、
You would take him out of that ditch、
啊、带回家把他洗一洗、啊、
You would take him home, you would wash him
还是你的孩子、啊、
It's still your child、
哦、所以他的想法他的观念就是人犯罪没关系神会赦免还是拯救
His concept was that if you have sinned, it doesn't matter because God will have mercy and still save you.
所以就像孩子，你弄脏了，还是孩子，还是会洗干净啊。
Just as if you had a child who got dirty, you would still wash them and they would still be your kid.
听起来好像很有道理，听起来好像很对啊。
It sounds pretty reasonable.
但是如果这个孩子掉到坑里，不是弄脏的衣服呢？
What if this child falls into a ditch and doesn't just dirty their clothing.
而是撞到石头，哎，结果死掉了。
But they hit their head and they die.
你会怎么做？
What are you going to do?
只好把他抱起来，整理整理，然后就把他埋葬了，死掉了嘛。
All you can do is take him up, clean him up a little bit, and bury him. He's dead.
你会把他带回家吗？
Would you take him home?
然后把他洗干净吗？
Would you wash him?
然后继续把他放在家里，天天跟你在一起吗？
And keep him in your home until he's with you all the time?
死掉了就要埋起来呀。
When someone is dead, we have to bury them.
所以啊，他的讲法其实是不正确的。
And so that explanation is not accurate.
如果一个人一个孩子只是弄脏了衣服，你的确会把他洗干净又带回家。
If a child truly only dirtied their clothing, you would wash them and take them home.
但是摔死了，处理方法就不一样啊。
But if your child actually dies, then the way you take care of it is very different.
所以啊，我们今天要有一个正确的认识哦。
So today we have to understand clearly.
我们必须要靠着主能够复活。 并且保持这复活的状态。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to have this first resurrection and maintain this, this resurrection.
啊，这样子你活了，死在你身上就没有权柄了。
And that way, when we live, death no longer has power over us.
啊，但是如果你又把自己摔死了呢
？But what if we slip and kill ourselves?
你又是离开了道理，离开了信仰，离开了神。
If we leave the church, if we leave the truth, if we leave God,
你又活到最终远离了神的要求。
And we return to live in sin.
啊，死掉了就又被死所控制了。
If we had already in the past we were dead, and now we are once again controlled by death.
那所以在这里告诉我们哦。
So it tells us here.
他说那复活的有福了。
It says that those who have obtained the first resurrection are blessed.
圣洁的死在他们第二次的死没有在他们身上没有权柄啊。
They are holy, and over such the second death has no power.
要做祭司啊。
They will be priests of God.
哦，所以什么样的人是真的活着
？And so, what kind of person truly lives?
他有三个要求。
There are three requirements.
第一个就是要按照正确的方式洗礼。
First, they have to be baptized in the correct manner.
靠着宝血能够活过来。
Through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, they are able to be reborn.
第二个要保持活着。
Second, we must maintain this life.
这里讲说圣洁了。
Which is to be holy.
所以死在你身上没有权柄。
And that way, death will no longer have any power over us.
第三个叫做做祭司。
Third is that we must be priests.
那成为祭司叫做为主所用啊。
To be a priest is to be used by our Lord.
活出一个在神面前有价值的生活。
To live a life that is valuable in the sight of God.
所以这样子的人就能活着。
That kind of person can live.
并且要与主同坐王一千年啊。
And shall reign with him 1,000 years.
好，所以啊，这个得到这个福气不是那么简单哦。
And so to obtain this blessing is not that easy.
哦，复活的有福了，对啊，复活的有福啊。
Yeah, those who obtain the first resurrection are blessed.
啊，但是你有没有按照圣经方式接受洗礼
？But have you received this baptism based on the Bible?
你有没有靠着主的道理洗净自己，成为圣洁
？Have we through the words of God, sanctified? Ourselves?
你有没有在信仰的路上付出努力参与圣工
？And have we walked this path of faith with all of our might and participated in holy work?
来成为基督的祭司
，so that we can become priests of our Lord.
这会决定你到底是不是活着。
This will determine whether or not we are truly alive.
来决定你到底算不算有福
，and determine whether we truly are blessed or not.
第六
，six.
我们来看第二十二章。
Let's look at chapter 22. Revelations 22.
二十二章的第七节。
22:7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的有福了。在这里讲到的是启示录的第六福啊。
This is the sixth blessing of Revelation.
这个第六福看起来非常的简单哦，非常简单啊。
Seems pretty easy.
它叫做遵守这书上预言的有福啦。
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
所以看起来非常简单。
Seems pretty easy.
是什么
？What is it?
守道理的人有福啦。
Those who keep the words of God will be blessed.
啊，但是真的只有这么简单吗
？Is it really that easy, though?
啊，但你如果把这整句话再看一次啊
，If you look at this phrase one more time,
他先讲说，主说我必快来啊。
First thing he says is, "Behold, I am coming quickly."
然后后面再加上说，守这预言的有福啊。
Secondly, he says, "He who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book are blessed."
啊，所以把这两句话放在一起啊。
So let's put these two phrases together.
啊，告诉我们一件事情。
Tells us something.
啊，第一个，守这道理。认识道理遵守道理的人是有福的
tells us that those who understand the word and keep it are blessed
啊，但是又加上一个哦
but it also tells us one more thing
说主说我必快来哦
the Lord Jesus said I am coming quickly
啊，为什么要加上一个我必快来
why did Lord Jesus have to add on this I am coming quickly
就是告诉我们说到那日主要再来你预备好了没有
it is to tell us that when that day comes have we been preparing ourselves
我们都读过那十个童女的比喻
we've all read about the parable of the 10 virgins
啊，这十个童女都是在预备等候新郎要来到
these 10 virgins were all preparing for the bridegroom to come
啊，他们也都睡着了
and they all fell asleep
啊，但是差别在哪里呢
but what was the difference
五个有准备五个没有准备
5 were prepared the other 5 were not
啊，所以在他们最没有想到的时候新郎突然来到
and so at a time unexpected unexpectedly, the bridegroom come.
所以有准备的就能够进到屋内享受福气。
And so those who were prepared were able to enter, into the home and be received blessings.
但没有准备的就留在外面哀哭切齿。
And those who were not prepared, were left outside with weeping and gnashing of teeth.
那这个耶稣要再来，我们都知道。
We all know the Lord Jesus is coming again.
耶稣要再来，我们也都常常讲论。
And we always talk about how the Lord Jesus is going to come again.
所以你问信徒啊。
And so if we ask members,
你为什么要信耶稣？
Why do you believe in Lord Jesus?
你为什么要守道理？
Why do you keep the word?
大部分的信徒都会告诉我们。
Most of the members will say,
因为我要得救啊。
Because I want to receive salvation.
因为耶稣再来，我要进天国啊。
Because the Lord Jesus is coming again, I want to go to heaven.
是，这是标准的正确答案。
This is the right answer.
但是我们嘴巴这样说。
But our mouths say these things.
不见得心里这样想啊。
It doesn't mean that our hearts are thinking the same thing.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know this?
其实从我们过日子，活我们生活的方式就可以看得出来了。
We can see this from the way we live our lives.
一个人如果他的盼望是在主必快来。
If someone's hope is in the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming again.
或许他的人生追求目标跟期望会不太一样啊。
Then their pursuits of life and their hope in their life will be very different.
如果你的人生目标建立在主要快来了。
If all of our pursuits in life are based on the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming again.
是建立在我要进天国。
Based on the fact that we want to go to heaven.
或许我们今天运用时间的方法会不太一样啊。
Then the way we use our time will be very different.
我们看启示录的22章啊。
Take a Revelation 22.
第20节。
Verse 20.
20节。
20.
证明这事的说，是的，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来啊。在这里是约翰所说的。
These are the words of John.
天使说，这证明这件事情，他必要快来。
The angel said, surely, he who testifies to these things said, surely I am coming quickly.
但是啊，约翰后面又加了一句说，是啊，主啊，我愿你快来啊。
And then John adds his own phrase, which says, even so, come, Lord Jesus, I want you to come.
我希望你来啊。
I want you to come.
如果今天换成是我们啊。
If it was us today.
如果主耶稣跟我们说，我要来了。
If the Lord Jesus told us, I'm coming.
我们会有什么反应？
What would be our reaction?
我们会跟他说啊，哎，等一等，等一等啊。
Will we tell him, wait a sec?
我还没有准备好哎。
I'm not ready.
主啊，你再给我多一点的时间。
Just give me a little bit more time.
我已经很久没有好好灵修祷告了。
I haven't really been cultivating myself for a while.
主啊，我愿你晚点再来啊。
Lord, even so, come later.
因为我还有很多要做的事情。
Because there's a lot of things I still have to do.
我还有很多想要得到的目标。
There's still a lot of goals I want to pursue.
我还有很多需要累积的财富。
There's still a lot of riches I need to accumulate.
主啊，我愿你在我活的时候不要来啊。
Even so, come when I'm dead.
如果我们今天是过这样的日子。
If we live this kind of life,
虽然我们嘴巴里没有讲哦。
Even though our mouths are not saying it.
嘴巴里讲说，哎呀，我想要等耶稣来，我要得救得胜进天国。
Even though our mouths are saying, I want the Lord Jesus to come, I want to be saved, I want to be victorious.
但是从我们的生活当中。
But from our lives.
常常在我们的生活里面告诉主耶稣说，主啊，晚一点再来啊。
From the way we live our lives, we're telling the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, please come a little bit later.
所以在这里告诉我们哦。
And so it tells us here.
他说啊，这个约翰说，在这里哈，他说，主要快来啊。
John says, so it says here, surely I am coming quickly.
他说，我要快来哦，你要遵守这话的人，书上预言的人有福啊。
If we, keep the words of these, of this prophecy, then you will be blessed.
这里的遵守不是只是我读了很多的圣经，我懂了很多的道理，我有参加很多的圣功，不是这样子而已啊。
It isn't talking about just reading the Bible, understanding the word of God, and participating in a lot of holy work.
因为这个叫做消极的信仰人生。
Because this is a passive, life of faith.
只是停留在我没有犯罪，我没死的阶段而已啊。
It stops at, I'm not sinning, I am not dead yet.
所以有时候有些信徒跟我说，我星期六来聚会就好啦。
And so there's some members who tell me, I come to church on Saturday, that's good enough.
还有跟我说啊，总比那个连星期六都不来的好吧。
It's even better than those at least who don't even come to church on Saturday.
是啦是啦是啦，你这样讲我也没有话说齁。
Yeah, it's true, if you say that, I have nothing to respond to.
你星期六有来总比没有来的好啊，这个我阿闷啊，我认同哦，的确是比较好啊。
You come to church on Saturday, it's better than those who don't even come. Yeah, that's true, I will agree with that.
比较好不代表很好啊。
But just because you're better doesn't mean it's very good.
我们常讲说什么叫做只有安息日才来聚会的信徒。
We often talk about those who only come to church on Sabbath.
啊，就是那种啊，靠着维生系统在活着的人啊。
It's
那个life support.
Oh, it's as if you are relying on life support to live.
哦，那个不能拿起来哦，拿起来就死掉了哦。
If you take away this life support, you'll die.
哇，不能呼吸也拿起来吸两口，哦，又活过来了。
And you can't breathe anymore, and now you put on back your life support on, and then you're able to live again.
你说他活得好不好？
Would you say that this is living well?
好啊。
Yeah, I mean they're living.
比那个死掉的好啊。
It's better than those who are dead.
啊，但是你觉得他活得好不好？
But do you think they're living well?
不好啊。
No, they're not.
比那个自由自在自己能够活动的不好啊。
It's worse than those who are able to live on their own without life support.
所以好不好都是一种比较啊。
So good or not good is always a comparison.
是啦，你说你星期六来聚会比不来的好啊。
Sure, it's true that if we come to church on Sabbath, it's better than those who don't even come to church on Sabbath.
但是可能在神的眼中啊，这样子的好还不够哦。
But in the sight of God, this kind of better may not be good enough.
这里讲说主要快来啊。
Here it says, Lord is coming soon. I'm coming quickly.
如果主要快来，你预备好了没有？
If the Lord Jesus is coming quickly, have we prepared ourselves?
你有没有紧张？
Are we nervous?
你有没有预备？
Have we prepared?
你有没有告诉自己说，如果今天晚上主耶稣来，我要怎么面对他？
Have we ever thought about if the Lord Jesus comes tonight, how am I going to face him?
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，主要快来。
So here it says, Lord Jesus says, I am coming quickly.
你要积极的预备自己来遵守圣经上的话。
We must actively pursue this to keep the word of God.
要积极的活出信仰的人生啊。
We must actively live out our life of faith.
啊，这个才是有福气的人啊。
This is the kind of person who is blessed.
哦，所以我们千万不要停留在很消极的说，哎，我没犯罪耶。
So let us not live this very passive life of faith and say, I haven't sinned.
哎，我星期六至少有来耶。
At least I come to church on Saturday.
哎，我至少还活着没死啊。
I'm still alive, I'm not dead.
啊，但是啊，植物人也没有死啊。
But a person, a vegetable is also not dead.
啊，但是他活得不见得很好啊。
But it doesn't mean they're living really well.
哦，所以这是第六个告诉我们啊。
This is the sixth blessing that
这个主必快来要常常记在心中。
We must constantly remember the Lord is coming quickly.
常常把这句话记在心中的人。
We must constantly remember these in our hearts.
就会去遵守圣经上的预言。
And then we will keep the prophecy of the Bible.
自然会活出一个神喜悦的生活。
And we will naturally live out a life that is pleasing in the sight of God.
自然得救就很有把握。
And naturally we will be very sure of our salvation.
自然信仰就很活泼。
Naturally, our life of faith will be very active.
自然就是一个有福的人啊。
And naturally, we'll be blessed.
我们看第七个哦。
Let's look at the seventh blessing.
我们看回来启示录的第二十二章。
Revelation 22.
二十二章。
Chapter 22.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄，能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。在这里是启示录当中的第七福。
This is the seventh blessing.
啊，告诉我们说，洗净自己衣服的是有福的。你的 version 写什么？
Says to do his commandments.
Command 哈，哦，那个英文的版本不太一样哦。
The English and the Chinese translations are a little different.
啊，其实它英文的版本，它写的是守道理的人是有福的。
English says those who do his commandments are blessed.
啊，但是其实那个是调整过，那是修改过的啊。
That is a translation that has been edited.
中文的才是比较准的。
The Chinese one is more accurate.
啊，所以如果你去看那个 RSV 哈，那个就是英文标准版啊，那个 Revised Standard Version 啊，你看那个标准的英文版本哦。
If you look at the Revised Standard Version,
啊，它上面写的是，它用的是。那些洗净自己袍子的人啊。
Those who wash their robes are blessed.
哦，所以啊，他的原来讲的是什么？洗干净衣服的人是有福的。
Those who wash their robes clean are blessed.
因为他们可以得到权柄，能到生命树那里。
Because they have the right to the tree of life.
而且可以从门进城啊。
They can enter into the gates of the city.
啊，在这里告诉我们两件事情哦。
Tells us two things here.
第一个是你能到生命树。
It says that one is that we can go to the tree of life.
第二个是你能够从门进城。
Second is that we can enter the gates of the city.
啊，这样让我们想到几件事情啊。
So it reminds us a couple things.
谁可以到生命树啊？
Who can go to the tree of life?
起初在创世纪里面，当神把亚当夏娃赶出伊甸园。
In Genesis, after the Lord Jesus cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden,
圣经上面说，神就设立了基路伯来把守生命树的道路啊。
God sent a cherub to cherubim to guard the tree of life.
所以你如果没有通过基路伯，你是到不了生命树的。
So unless you can pass through the cherubim, you cannot obtain the tree of life.
当然啦，基路伯本身就可以讲一篇很长的道理。
So if I were to talk about cherubs, I could talk for a very long time.
因为他在信仰当中的 iconic 那个信仰路上的一个，它是一个指标性的存在啊。
It is an icon in our life of faith.
包括在施恩座上面都是两个基路伯啊。
Because on the throne
of atonement.
Seat of atonement, there are two cherubims.
是人要见神必须要先经过基路伯才可以啊。
In order to see God, the people needed to first go through the cherubim.
基路伯是把守道路的天使。
They are the angels that hold on to the path of faith.
同时也是击杀那些不圣洁的人。
They are also the ones who will kill all those who do not hold on to the word.
所以当大祭司要进到至圣所。
And so when the high priest needed to enter into the Holy of Holies.
来到至圣所来面对神，来敬拜神。
To worship God in the Holy of Holies.
其实是非常危险的事情啊。
It was actually a very dangerous thing.
因为随时基路伯都可能出来击杀他。
Because at any time the cherubim could come and kill them.
如果不圣洁，没有人可以见主。
Because without holiness, no one could see God.
但是啊，这个基路伯的设立非常有趣啊。
But the establishment of the cherubim is very interesting.
照神的吩咐
According to the word of God,
在约柜的施恩座上两个基路伯
On the Ark of the Covenant, there are two cherubims.
它是两两相对面朝约柜施恩法座
They are facing each other and facing the Ark of the Covenant.
它是面对面的
They are facing each other.
但是看着这个施恩座啊
They are facing each other, but they're looking at the Ark of the Covenant.
施恩座有什么
And what is in the Ark of the Covenant?
说大祭司要把血放在这个施恩座上把那个血哈 take the blood.
They needed to take the blood and place it into the Ark of the Covenant.
因为看到那个血
Because they see the blood.
所以基路伯就把你放过去了让你过去啊。
Because the cherubim see the blood, they allow you to pass.
就是放过我们啊。
And it means that they have let us go.
就是没有血不能够进到神的面前。
Which means that without blood, one cannot enter to the presence of God.
没有赦免不能够经过基路伯的。
Without atonement, we cannot pass the cherubim.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，我们能够来到这个生命树哦。
So to come to the tree of life.
是你能够通过基路伯。
Means that we have passed through the cherubim.
基路伯让你过去啊。
The cherubim allowed us to pass.
你才能够来到生命树，来到伊甸园。
So that we are able to go to the Garden of Eden and come to the tree of life.
另外一个说能够从门进去啊。
And the second part talks about entering the gates of the city.
我们想到的是约翰福音的第十章哦。
And then it reminds of John chapter 10.
告诉我们说来到那个羊圈你要经过门才可以啊。
It tells us about we have to go through the gate to enter the sheep.
说只有经过门的才是对的。
Only those who enter the gate are correct.
同时在路加福音里面也告诉我们。
It also tells us in the Gospel of Luke.
他说我们要经过那个窄门，过了那个门才能够进天国啊。
We must enter through the narrow gate in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以一直告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
说这个门才是你得救的道路。
This gate is our path of salvation.
但是不见得每一个人都能够过得去。
But it doesn't mean that everyone can pass through it.
所以又回到这里讲说谁过得去呢？
So who can enter into this gate?
说把你的衣服洗干净的人才过得去啊。
It is those who wash their robes that can enter into the gate.
我们之前早上有说我们都被启示录当中我们都得到了这个白衣。
We earlier talked about how we have all received this robe.
但是这个白衣要常常保持洁白。
But we have to always keep this white garment clean.
常常把它洗干净。
We must often wash it.
才能够进到天国。
And only then can we enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们怎么样把这个白衣洗干净？
How can we wash our robes?
我们来看一下启示录的第七章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 7.
第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节
Verse 14.
我对他说我主你知道他对我说这些人是从大患难中出来的曾用羔羊的血 把衣裳洗白净了。十五节。
15.
所以他们在神的宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。17节。
17.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。在这里讲到是得救的14万4千人啊。
Here talks about the 144,000 who are saved.
说这些人来到羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
They come to the presence of the Lamb and they're dressed in white.
那这里特别说这些人是谁？
Who are these people?
14节这里告诉我们啊。
Verse 14 tells us.
说这些人是从大患难中出来的。
These are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation.
用羔羊的血把衣服洗干净了。
And they have washed their robes and made them white through the blood of the Lamb.
所以啊，白衣要洁净有两个要求。
So there are two requirements for our garments to be washed clean.
第一个是你做不到的。
First is that we are unable to do it ourselves.
第二个是你做得到的。
The second is that something that we can do.
什么是你做不到的呢？
What is the thing that we cannot do?
用羔羊的血把衣服洗干净是你做不到的。
To wash our garments white with the blood of the Lamb is something that we cannot do on our own.
你需要依靠羔羊的血。
We need to rely on the blood of the Lamb.
这个叫做神的怜悯。
And this is called the mercy of God.
所以我们今天得赦免蒙恩典是神对我们的慈悲。
So today the fact that we have been saved and have been blessed is because of the mercy of God.
我们只能常常心怀感谢。
We can only be constantly thankful in our hearts.
因为这个是我们自己做不到的。
Because this is something that we aren't able to do on our own.
因为人有罪。
Because man has sinned.
所以人的价值不够。
And so their value is not enough.
神没有罪。
God does not have sin.
所以耶稣基督为你我献上成为最美的赎罪祭。
So the Lord Jesus sacrificed himself to become the atonement for our sins.
所以第一，你做不到的，主耶稣帮你做了。
So the first thing that we are unable to do, the Lord Jesus already did for us.
就是用羔羊的血把你洗干净。
Which is to use the blood of the Lamb to wash away our sins.
第二个是你做得到的。
Second thing that we can do.
什么是你做得到的呢？
What is the thing that we can do?
叫做从大患难中走出来啊。
Which is to come out of the great tribulation.
虽然有眼泪有悲伤。
Even though there's going to be tears and there's going to be sorrow.
遇到患难有痛苦，
Even though if we face tribulations, there's going to be suffering.
但是在眼泪当中坚持，
But if we, pursue, if we, stand firm, despite of our tears,
在患难当中从来没有失落，
And if we do not shrink back through our tribulations,
在苦难当中咬着牙支撑，能够得胜考验，
If we grit our teeth and bear through it,
能够从大患难中走出来
We're able to come out of this great tribulation,
这个衣服就洗干净了
Then our garments will be washed white.
所以啊，在圣经当中有四种的洗，基督徒有四种洗啊。
And so in the Bible there are four types of washing that a Christian can go through.
第一个就是水洗
First is the washing of water.
第二个叫做灵洗
Next is by the Spirit.
第三个叫做道洗
Third is by the Word.
第四个叫做火洗啊。
Fourth is by the fire.
借着水借着洗礼当中的宝血把我们洗干净
Through water baptism our sins are washed clean
使我们的罪得赦免
So that we, our sins are forgiven
得到圣灵的洗使我们得着力量
Through the baptism of the Holy Spirit that we're able to regain strength
借着学习道理洗净我们的良心
And through, work, through the word of God we're able to clear our conscience
但是借着火炼的考验使我们如同金晶一样
But through the baptism of fire and the testing of fire we can come out as gold
这叫做患难的火洗
This is called the baptism of fire
能够把我们这件白衣把它洗干净
So that our garments can be washed white
使我们能够真正得福啊
And so that we can truly be blessed
所以一个基督徒要得到大福分
And so for a Christian to be blessed
要穿白衣能够进入永恒的天国
If they want to enter the kingdom of heaven with their white garments
他一定要走出大患难才可以啊
They must go through great tribulation.
没有人喜欢患难
No one likes tribulation.
但是患难是难免的
But it's unavoidable.
患难当中你有两个选择
There are two choices we can make in tribulation.
你可以逃避退缩拒绝
We can shrink back, reject it, and run away.
但是我们不是这样的人啊
But we are not this kind of person.
希伯来书里面告诉我们
Hebrews tells us.
说我们不是那个退后以致沉沦的人
We are not the ones that shrink back.
我们乃是那有信心最终得以得以得救的人啊
We are the ones with faith who are able to be victorious.
就是从大患难中走出来
We are able to come out of this great tribulation.
抹掉了眼泪从来没有放弃
We wipe away our tears but we never give up.
到最后穿上这个染血的 白衣啊。
And in the end, we wear this garment of the blood of Christ.
已经洗干净了。
It's already been washed clean.
就是有福的人。
And that is a person that is blessed.
能够与主耶稣同享作王的荣耀。
And they're able to reign with the Lord forever.
更能够同得永生的福分。
And also be able to receive salvation.
这是启示录当中要赐给我们的七个福气。
These are the seven blessings that we will receive from Revelation.
你看见了吗？
Have we seen it?
你听见了吗？
Have we heard it?
你已经预备好要得着它吗？
Have we prepared to receive it?
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
218首。
218.